Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Amen.
Today we celebrate this Franciscan memorial of Saint Gregory Grassi, Francis Fagola, who were both bishops, and their companion martyrs. And the entry in the Roman Martyrology says, in the city of Taiwan, in the province of Shaanxi in China, the Passion of Saints Gregory Grassi and Francis Fagola, bishops of the Order of Friars Minor, and 24 of their companions, martyrs, who in the persecution by the sect Yihetuan were killed out of hatred for the name of Christian. And this all happened in the year 1900. And so we see how these martyrs that we celebrate today fulfill the words of today's gospel. And this is actually not the proper reading for the Mass, but just happens to be the reading for the day. And so our Lord said to his apostles, I am sending you like sheep in the midst of wolves. And so that's what our Lord did to Saint Gregory Grassi and Francis Fagola. These were Italian missionaries who the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, sent from Italy to China in the midst of pagan wolves. To do what? To preach the truth of the gospel, the saving truth, and to bring those souls to baptism and salvation. They will hand you over to courts. You'll be led before governors and kings for my sake as a witness before them and the pagans. And so this eventually happened to these missionary martyrs. There were those, of course, who did not embrace the gospel message, who did not embrace God's saving grace, and instead were filled with all kinds of indignation and hatred for these messengers of Christ. And so they were actually brought before the district governor, just as the gospel says, and they were all ordered to kneel before him. Then the gospel says, when they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say. You'll be given at that moment what you are to say. For it will not be you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. And so this is why it's always very useful to take the Acts of the Martyrs, especially when there's some dialogue that takes place with the persecutors, to see what are these martyrs saying in those moments, because that is the Spirit of our Heavenly Father speaking through them. And so this is what the exchange that took place between the district governor. In great anger, he questioned Bishop Francis Fagola, already known to him, saying, how long ago did you come to China? More than 30 years ago, replied the bishop. Why did you come to disturb our people? And what benefit is there in spreading your religion? The judge added. We harmed no one, replied the bishop. In fact, we have endeavored to help all. This is not true, said the judge. You have done our people great harm, and consequently, I will put you all to death. If you put us to death, the bishop finally replied, you will not perpetrate this outrage with impunity. You see that? The bishop affirming the good that they had done to the people to whom they were ministering, and the fact that this governor would have to render an account. You see, we all come to that final moment in this world when we have to render an account for our actions. And so these saints, again, as today's gospel said, whoever endures to the end will be saved. Saint Gregory Grassi and Francis Fagola and their companions, they endured to the end, they were saved. What about the district governor, who had to also render an account for his actions? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.